AP News. I'm Ed Donahue.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth says Iran still has time to choose peace.
In the meantime, and for as long as it takes, we will maintain this blockade, successful blockade. But if Iran chooses poorly, then they will have a blockade and bombs dropping on infrastructure, power, and energy.
Pakistan's powerful army chief is meeting with Iran's parliament speaker as part of international efforts to press for an extension to the ceasefire in Iran. The fragile ceasefire is holding despite a U.S. naval blockade of Iranian ports and Iranian counter-threats to target regional ports across the Red Sea. The war has sent oil and gas prices soaring because of Iran's closure of the Strait of Hormuz. The head of the International Energy Agency, Fatih Birol, tells the AP Europe has about 6 weeks of jet fuel left.
If we are not able to open the Strait of Hormuz, if the refineries as a result will start to work, I can tell you soon we will hear the news that some of the flights from City A to City B might be canceled.
Birol predicts higher gasoline, natural gas, and electricity prices worldwide. Oil prices are higher today. Outside Washington in Annandale, Virginia.
A lot of people who know the Fairfax family, everybody's shocked. We're shocked.
Sheriff Kevin Davis says a former rising political star in Virginia is dead.
Former Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax shot and killed his wife inside of their home, and then shot and killed himself.
Davis says the couple was going through a divorce. 7 years ago, Justin Fairfax's chances of becoming Virginia's second black governor were derailed by sexual assault allegations that he denied. Military forces have struck a vessel in the Eastern Pacific, killing three men the Pentagon says were trafficking drugs. This is AP News.
I'm Seth Sutel, and this is Markets in a Minute. The stock market is holding near its record as Wall Street waits for more clues about what'll happen in the war with Iran. The S&P 500 slipped 0.1% in the first hour of trading Thursday. The Dow fell 97 points. That's about 0.2%. The Nasdaq Composite fell 0.2%. Crude oil prices rose. Brent crude rose about 3% to $98 a barrel. Brent was trading at about $70 a barrel before the war started. Investors are hoping that the war won't last long enough to set off a damaging wave of global inflation. The higher prices for crude have already sent gas prices sharply higher. Seth Sutel, New York.
President Trump's design for the triumphal arch he wants to build is up for review and a possible vote to approve it. The 250-foot-tall arch would be built on federal land on the Virginia side of the Potomac River. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.